He said to them, "Listen carefully to this. A sower went out to sow. Some seed fell along the side of the road. Birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where there was little soil. It took root and it sprouted, but when the sun rose, it scorched and withered the plant, because it had no roots. The soil was shallow. Some seed fell among thorns. The thorns grew up and choked it. Other seed fell on good ground and produced much fruit, 100-fold or 60-fold or 30-fold. Now, if you have ears, listen. The Gospel of the Lord. The gospel passage is not about the sower. The sower only appears in the opening line. It's not about the earth and the different kinds of ground. The parable is about the seed. There was a time when, in most cultures, the acknowledgement of God was very much part of cultural life. Men and women saw themselves within a larger picture, a picture that was really dominated by and directed by the will of God. It did not mean that they did not bring their own talents or gifts. That did not mean that they were passive, but it meant that they recognized that there was an overarching plan, and that the word of God, the action of God, the presence of God was real and was part of their lives. Not part of their church life, but part of their life. Where the reality of God suffused culture. As I grew up as a child, most of my parents' friends, most of our relatives, were first-generation Americans, and they spoke German in their homes, and when they met with each other, they spoke kind of a kitchen German, a half German, half English. The common greeting that people gave to each other was Grüß Gott, the peace of God. And the response was, Gelob sei Jesus Christus, may Jesus Christ be praised. They would say that to each other on the street. They would say that to each other just as you and I might say, hello. And that's just one example. There are certainly many, many, many more that reflect how faith and daily life and culture came together. Well, that happens rarely today, especially in the Western world. You and I live in a secular culture in which religious faith is decompartmentalized. Religious faith is reserved for church. That change occurred very slowly and occurred over many years. It was fundamentally a movement from a sense of belonging, a sense of community, to a sense of individualism, and to a sense of seeing oneself at the center of the universe. 50 years ago or so, and Rand wrote that monumental novel, Atlas Shrugged, in which voice was given to that kind of individualism, that kind of personalism. And as a result, men and women, especially of our culture, look upon life a bit differently than we used to. We see life fundamentally as our challenge, and we see human beings and the resources that human beings have as all that is needed and is sufficient to meet the challenges we face in life. Well, now back to the scriptures. The message in the gospel is that the seed of God's word, God's power, God's presence is sowed. And sometimes there are all kinds of circumstances that are unreceptive to that seed. And those are the different kinds of ground that are described. But there is the invitation to have an abiding confidence that there will be a harvest, that no matter what the obstacle is, the presence and the power of God will not be thwarted. That out of the failure that we might perceive in the seed cast along the side of the road, or the seed cast on rocky ground, or the seed cast among thorns, among the failures, there is also a success. That there is an abundant harvest, not just one or two or threefold, but a harvest 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. That the presence of God and the action of God and the Word of God cannot be dismissed. And that human life makes no sense without God at the center. That wonderful first reading that Sister Margie read for us is a beautiful statement by the prophet Isaiah about the power and the presence of the Word of God. Just as a sidebar, that whole first reading is one sentence long. It's a compound, complex sentence. So for English students, it becomes really a wonderful way in which to test out your understanding of the parts of speech. Just as the rain and the snow fall from the heavens and do not return until they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to those who sow and bread to those who eat, so the word that comes out of my mouth will not return to me void or empty, but it will accomplish what I ask of it. And it will produce the result for which it was sent forth. The absolute confidence that no matter what I see or what I face, the action and the presence of God will not be thwarted. Now that's a different kind of worldview. That's a different kind of understanding. And when that suffuses human life, then there is a different way of looking at my life, at the lives of those around me, at the life of the world. So Jesus says, after he teaches this parable, he says, now if you have ears, listen to this. A little later on, he will say, if you have eyes, see it. Well, the challenge that is present for all of us is to hear it and to see it. To look for the dynamism of God in life. To listen for the action of God in life. To see, to hear the presence of God in daily life.